How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In Illinois, a sheriff's deputy is arrested after a 911 call results in him murdering the victim. In Louisiana, a deputy involved in a foot pursuit on the interstate is hit by a vehicle and airlifted to a hospital. And an LSU football player is arrested for video voyeurism. These stories and more coming at you today, Tuesday, July 23rd, on Real Life Real Crime Daily. And I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Overton.
It is Tuesday.
Tuesday. Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Give me some tacos.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Man, every day is Taco Tuesday, right. I think.
I love me a taco.
Me too, man.
You know, I like the just plain, basic, hard, crunchy shells out the box. But I use deer meat instead of
right. Ooh. And,
hey, but you know what they made? Somebody's a fucking genius, man. They came out, you know, there's a little, like the old El Paso, whatever. Mm-hmm. They always break and they're small and it's hard to get shit in them. Mm. Somebody came out with a double wide.
Yep.
I'd be stuffing that bitch.
They got one that's like Dorito flavored.
Really?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I got to try that.
Yeah, the double wide. I can't even use the single wide.
I eat them at least once or twice a week. I can't either.
Get like one piece of lettuce in there.
Don't ever bring that shit in my house again.
Yeah.
It's going to break anyway. But
once you have those double wide ones, man, nothing else works.
Indeed. Ain't all kinds of shit.
You know, I was talking to went to the Thomas Kane concert this past weekend.
Sorry, I missed it, Thomas.
And our friends Lori and Josh Johnson,
that's Banker Evan Doppelganger.
Yep. They went to California to Pebble Beach. Yeah. Josh is a big golfer, and they went and golfed. But they ate at a restaurant while they were there. And Lori was telling me she had a lasagna. She said it was like a $50 lasagna, but it looked so good. And they actually put, as far as meat in there, instead of hamburger meat or whatever you normally put in lasagna, they put filet mignon.
What?
And she said it was the best.
I guarantee it was.
Lasagna she ever had.
Yeah, that's.
I never thought of sticking steak meat in lasagna.
Shit, that's because most people. Yeah, it sounds like this is a steak. I ain't putting it in a lasagna.
You gotta have some cheese. You gotta have some money to put that in your lasagna. But yeah, she had said that was just unbelievable taste and flavor. So maybe I'll try it out one day. There you go.
Good stuff. Let's get down to some true crime time for Tuesday.
All right, and we're gonna start off in Illinois. Just a crazy story here. I can't wait to get your thoughts on this, but we're going to tell you about a sheriff's deputy by the name of Sean Grayson. He is 30. He shot and killed a woman by the name of Sonya Massey, who was 36, while responding to her 911 call about an intruder in her Illinois home. He faces three counts of first degree murder, aggravated battery with a firearm, and official misconduct. So let me tell you the story. On July 6th, Grayson and another officer, they were sent to Massey's home. This is in Springfield, Illinois. It was around 12:50 in the morning, and she had called emergency services, 911, to report a prowler. So new details revealed in Grayson's arraignment, which he had on Thursday, said that the two cops entered her home to make sure she was safe. Grayson stayed in the living room of the home with the victim, Miss Sonya, and she's a mom of two, by the way, while the other officer searched the house. Grayson noticed a pot, and it had some hot water in it on the stove, and she tells Massey that she's going to move that pot to the counter to prevent a fire. Obviously, it was starting to boil over. Get this. She goes to move the pot, and Grayson draws his gun and aggressively yells at her. This is all on body cam. Yeah. Aggressively yells at her while threatening to shoot her in the face. What? Sonya throws her hands up. She says, "I'm sorry," and then she ducks for cover behind the counter. Shots were fired, and she was struck by gunfire at 1:21 a.m. Wow. Grayson discouraged the other officer that had went in the other part of the house from getting his medical kit to help the victim. Yeah. The other deputy still rendered aid and stayed with Miss Massey until medical help arrived, and Grayson at no time attempted to render aid to Miss Massey. Sonya was transported to a nearby hospital where she died, and obviously neither of the cops were injured in the incident. The state's attorney confirmed in a public statement that Grayson shot and killed the victim. And he said during the interaction inside the home, he discharged a firearm, striking Miss Massey and killing her. What the hell?
That's crazy as hell, man. I wonder why it's three counts the first three.
I don't know. I wondered that because it's one person.
You're gonna kill him once. Yeah, if she'd been belligerent or they were suspicious or whatever, and she grabbed a hot pot of water, maybe have a leg to stand on, but it's all on body camera.
It's all on body camera, and she told him before she, grabbed it. She said, "It's about to boil over. I'm gonna move this." Maybe he thought she's gonna take the pot and pour it on him. But
my entire police career, I told a lot of people, I'm gonna blow your effing brains out. Don't you move, da 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 da. In the heat of the moment, but I never said I'm gonna shoot you in the face. It was never over a pot of boiling water.
Yeah. There's still, this is obviously a very active, ongoing thing, but it ain't looking good for this guy.
I like Springfield, Illinois. I stopped there when I go to Wisconsin. They got this little barbecue place right next to the little hotel I take my nap at.
Yeah. Cold beer. Is that where Bass Pro Shop originated? Is that,
yes,
Springfield?
Yeah. I haven't been to that one, but you are correct on that. So, getting towards the end of summer there, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm so glad. You know what that means? Football season's coming.
That's all I can think of. I was about to say. And LSU, man, I hate every year when they start out playing some top-ranked somebody that's already played a game, right?
Yeah.
And they're doing it again this year.
In Vegas.
Yep. And guess what, though? They won't be doing it with one of the top cornerbacks.
Uh-oh.
So they have a cornerback named Javion Tavanio. He's a 19-year-old sophomore. He's a former four-star recruit out of Arlington, Texas.
Legit.
Right? Well, guess what? He is now suspended from the LSU Tigers and all team activities. And this is according to a spokesperson at LSU Athletics. So the student-athlete has been suspended from all team activities in accordance with departmental policies. We will not have further comment out of respect for the legal process, a statement from LSU Athletics. Now, because homie got arrested, right? And he got arrested. Now, according to the arrest documents, Tabanio used a hidden video camera to record images of himself and a victim engaged in sexual intercourse without the victim's consent, right? So the victim found a clock camera placed on a dresser in the bedroom after locating two videos on Tavanio's iPad. Now, she tried to discuss it with Tavanio, but he refused to talk to her. Well, she went to the police. That's right. And she turned over her cell phone. I guess she recorded it on the cell phone. And when the cops got it, they went to talk to Tavanio, and he admitted it. He said, "Yep, I did it. I used the hidden camera inside of a clock to record myself with the victim." So East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office then got a search warrant, and they go hit his place, and they got the iPad, and they located the videos. And
he's in a shit pile of trouble.
Yeah, he really is. I had a case a long time ago. I don't think I've ever told the story on on Real Life Real Crime Original, and it was an LSU cheerleader. Did I ever tell you this one? Mm-mm. She came in, and beautiful young girl, and probably like 19, 20, and she was, you know, very upset at what it was. She went home, you know, in bars, you know, kids do.
Sure.
And had intercourse with this dude. Well, he recorded it. She didn't know it. And a couple of days later, he hits her up and said, you need to come back to my place and let's do it again. And she said, no. And he said, yeah, you coming because I got a video. And it's like when videos weren't big.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so he got her back over and basically it was forcible rape. And he said, I'm going to send it to all LSU and your cheerleaders and da-da-da-da, your parents. And so it happened a couple of times and she had enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you, as technology grows, you know, cameras get smaller and smaller. And we covered a story recently with the air conditioner guy had him. They were actually in his house, but he was recording his babysitter.
Right.
And it was little bitty cameras that unless you knew, you wouldn't know.
I got cameras that meant, you know, my defense work and shit I used to do. I have watch cameras. I got pen cameras. I got eyeglass cameras.
Yeah.
Fucking you. And look, I'm talking about high def shit. And it picks up volume too. Yeah. I mean, I could be recording you right now and you wouldn't even know, Jimmy. There you go.
I'd throw up some gang signs for you.
But that's just crazy. Like you say, you're on video somewhere. Huh?
You are. And the interesting thing about the law, you know, to record audio, at least in Louisiana, only one person needs to be privy to that. And that would obviously be the person recording.
Right.
However, in recording video, both parties have to be privy to that.
That is correct.
So don't go recording somebody on video
nope.
without their consent.
Don't do it. I mean,
a lot of cases coming out like that.
I mean, you're already having sex with her.
Yeah, people are voyeurs. A lot of people. And the issue is the revenge porn aspect of it. Everybody, obviously, with the internet and things like that these days, people are resorting to revenge porn.
Right.
And just like the story you just talked about, his purpose behind that might have been for his own enjoyment, I guess you could say.
That's what I'm saying. Why'd you keep
without
it?
The other person to ask them,
right?
Hey, you mind if I record this? I mean, they might be down for it, but don't do it behind their back, man.
Exactly.
All right. So we're going to stay in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And actually, right here at home in Denham Springs, Denham Springs police corporal by the name of Brandon Ashton has been released from the hospital after being hit by a vehicle on I-12. This occurred Friday afternoon. The incident happened on the I-12's westbound between Jubin Road and Walker, Louisiana. Corporal Ashton was responding to a suspicious male walking on the east side lanes of I-12. That person then took off running into the westbound side of I-12. During that chase, Ashton and the other person, the person he was chasing, were hit. Traffic on that side of the I-12 interstate was shut down so AirMed could land and transport that officer to the hospital. DSPD says Corporal Ashton is a four-year veteran with the DSPD's Uniform Patrol. The amount of support we received from our community was tremendous. We definitely feel the love. I want to thank everyone for reaching out and praying for our officer. Please continue to pray for him and his family. That from DSPD's Chief Rodney Walker. Three others were transported to the hospital. None of the patients are considered critical. And I would assume those were the people in the cars that hit the officer and the person he was chasing. DSPD says that the Walker Police Department and Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office are assisting with that investigation, but it looks like he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And thank God for that. But, man.
Boy, that kind of freaks
seems out. Like
Brandon that works for the Sheriff's Office, we used to work together in a big country, and he was in K-9s back in the day. But I know it can't be him because you said it's a four-year
Yeah, he's a four-year better. And at least with their reason,
when we played in Ard's, Sheriff Ard's golf tournament, yeah. I saw Brandon. He was still with the LPS. So. Okay. But I hate it anyway. Let me tell you something. Fucking interstate's dangerous for cops, bro. More cops
even pulling killed. Over and giving somebody a ticket.
I know. I don't know if you know the story. Willie Graves, that former sheriff.
Oh, yeah.
When he was a deputy, he got out to write somebody a ticket on the interstate and was standing in between two cars. Motherfucker came behind him and hit him and pinned him in the car and broke both his legs.
No, I did not know that.
Absolutely. Almost killed him. And but I know troopers that have gotten killed and they're writing tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about broad fucking daylight.
Yeah.
And y'all, if you see the lights, slow the fuck down. It's the law.
I always go into the other lane if possible. Always.
But you got people that just aren't paying attention, just riding along. But you know, let's go out to Texas. You know, we love our roaring Kristen and Chrisen.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Underneath that humongous American flag.
Giant American flag
and Broussard. With Louisiana Pet Crematory and Louisiana
Parish Forensics.
Funeral Services and Parish Forensics. Yeah. And boy, Roy, y'all, if you need any of that kind of stuff, that's the only place in the state of Louisiana you can get your own independent autopsy. Jim, you've taken your dog.
Yeah.
Right? And they took care of you.
Yes, they did.
Louisiana. It's all in one building. They're great people. They're honest and first class, first top. And I'm leading that into the story for a reason.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD.com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject? Is your child ahead, not getting challenged enough in class? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the 9th grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/RLRC. So visit IXL.com/RLRC to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. We use it on our son, WL. It's an amazing product, y'all. You can thank me later.
In Houston, investigators in Northwest Houston are looking into a gruesome discovery overnight last Thursday, where two decomposed bodies were found, appearing to have been there for a very long time. So Lieutenant Wilkins with the Houston Police Department said their dispatch units first got a call sometime after midnight, and the caller told police they had overheard unhoused individuals discussing, I don't know what that means, discussing bodies found in a trailer off of Highway 290. Now, responding officers and firefighters searched around the property, and they noticed a trailer with a hole cut out on the top. Kind of strange, right?
Unhoused individuals?
Yeah. When they looked through that hole, they found two bodies who Lieutenant Wilkins said appeared to have been there for quite some time. Can you imagine being in a trailer in the heat in Houston? Appears to be bodies for sure. I mean, they've been there for a very long time, so they're very decomposed, he explained. They almost look like mummies in a way. So medical examiners will determine the cause of death based on initial signs. Lieutenant Wilkins believes they are unhoused individuals who turned the trailer into a makeshift homeless. So I guess
they must be homeless people. That's a weird way to phrase it. Unhoused. And politically correct as you can get.
The investigation continues. And one of the things like Parish Forensics does, and you got to see it when we were there, they do all, we talked about the autopsies.
Yeah.
Not only is that the only place where you can get your own independent autopsy done, it's used by most of the state that bring in dead bodies or people to die in jails or whatever and have their autopsies done there too.
Well, and one issue that, and we cover this a lot on the show, but sometimes, you know, you get an autopsy back from the coroner and maybe you just don't agree with the results.
Fuck
you. Or maybe you want to double check the results.
Hey,
that's the way you would do that.
Courtney Coco's, the original autopsy came back as homicide, probably by asphyxiation
because
they eliminated everything else and she was so badly decomposed. All the years later, when I come in on the case, they go back and get this second autopsy report done by a dude that a pathologist had never seen Courtney or anything else, and he runs whatever. It was a bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's proven in court now that autopsy is bullshit. So Roy and Kristen, Roy has been doing this forever and like longer than I was a cop, right? Yeah. And he started out as the assistant coroner and all that, but just volunteering. And then got into the business and everything. They're full service, everything. They didn't take care of your loved ones, take care of your pets. Unfortunately, if you need it on the autopsy side, they can do that too.
That's right.
LouisianaPetCrematory.com, LouisianaFuneralServices.com, and Parish Forensics.
Yep. LAPetCrematory.com.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. LA Pet Crematory and LA Funeral Services.
Yep. And John American Flag
and Bruce R.
Rest easy. All right, we're going to look. We've spent enough time in the States for today. I'm gonna go across the pond
Go across the pond.
We're gonna go to the UK.
The UK.
And you had mentioned earlier that there's a lot of little gadgets out there you can record people with. One of those being sunglasses. And I got a little story about a man getting jailed doing just that. What do you ever tell me? So a man who used secret recording devices to take images on a beach has been jailed. John Gilliver, who was 62, believe it or not, was caught using a pair of sunglasses and a neck chain with built-in cameras at Folkestone Harbor, which is apparently a harbor there in the UK. A search of his home found further recording equipment and devices that include indecent images, even of children.
Wow.
A Canterbury Crown Court sentenced him to 1 year and 8 months in prison. This was just this past week, and he was also made the subject of a sexual harm prevention order. Mr. Gilliver was also found to have secretly installed cameras at the home of a man and a woman he knew in order to spy on them for purposes of his own gratification. So he probably put something in their bedroom.
Yeah.
He was charged and pleaded guilty to making indecent images of children, voyeurism, and possessing of indecent images. And following the sentencing this past Thursday, the detective on that case said Gilliver was a deceitful criminal who abused people's trust in order to carry out his crimes. She said she was pleased Gilliver had been jailed and the sexual harm prevention order would protect the public following his release. So that must be similar to the database of sex offenders in the United States. Right. It must kind of be their version of that. But sunglasses and a chain. I never heard of a chain.
That's a new one for me, but they come out with new shit every day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's those people.
On the beach.
Yeah. I don't even want to think about it, bro. I don't even want to think about it. You know?
Yeah, it's
sick fuckers.
I'm telling you, these are happening all day, every day, all over the country, all over the world. The advent of these recording devices, and they've always been around, but they were $6 million for these bitty, you know, CIA spy cams.
Yeah.
Now you can get them for $19.99.
Right, and they're cheap. And well, the main thing was back in my day when I had them, not the ones I was telling you about earlier. I'm talking about 30 years ago when I had my PI business.
Yep.
If you had the little portable one like that, hidden in a clock or whatever, you had to change out the batteries and shit. And the device, it didn't have, it wasn't wireless in there to record. You had to actually go in and get the download the images and shit.
Oh.
Now everything is so advanced, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about this. It's that time of the year, boy. I was telling Cindy yesterday, man, I'm praying. And I hate that people in Houston and Galveston and all that got smacked by Beryl, right? And they were out without power for a long time, and I get that. Now, my brother from another mother, Shane McBride, actually owns a power company out in California and some different places. And when I say that, they service them all and put in the new lines. And what was it? The one that was 19 days without power. When the day the hurricane hit, he loaded up his trailer in Wisconsin with all food and all this stuff and drove straight through the night. And we started cooking. I didn't even have power. We started cooking for different people and public places and stuff like that. Well, he's a lineman. He's a self-made man. He was a lineman in the Army. Got out, worked his way up, and eventually got part of ownership of a company, and that's how he grew. But so, linemen, I got a lot of great friends that are linemen and shit, but let me tell you about what happened during the shit show.
Uh-oh.
And it was in Galveston, Texas. So what happens is, like, Shane's crews, when the big storms come in, they're FEMA approved and shit like that. They'll be on standby as soon as the winds die down, they start. Even in Louisiana, they come and worked here.
Yep.
Well, they do this everywhere, right? So a lineman who was in Galveston working to restore power has been arrested and accused of beating another lineman.
Beating another lineman? Right. I didn't expect that coming.
Right. The Galveston Police Department said the incident happened around 1:15 a.m. Monday in the 3100 block of Seawall Boulevard, and police were called after getting reports of a man lying on the sidewalk. Now, officers arrived and found the man, who appeared to have been struck repeatedly and had injuries to his head and face. And the victim was transported to the hospital, where he's listed in critical condition. Now, detectives were able to develop leads. And on Tuesday morning, Trevor Tador, 24, of Sugarland, Texas, was arrested in League City. Tador was booked into the Galveston County Jail and is charged with ag assault, causing seriously body injury, and his bond is set at $200,000. Police say both Tador and the victim were linemen working in Galveston performing power line repairs post-Hurricane Beryl and were staying at a nearby hotel. They say that Tador and the victim knew each other and worked for the same company. And evidently, they'd be getting hot and sweaty and shit.
Oh, yeah, aggravated.
And one of them had enough of another one, and now his ass is in jail, and all of it was in the hospital.
Look, they've been they've been struggling to get those lights on. I don't know where it stands as of this recording.
Well, you know what?
That's a bitch.
Leah Marie, I think, was out for like 8 or 9 days or something like that. Bro, you think that's not a long fucking time?
Oh, it's a long time.
I did it for 19. Yeah. And keeping generators running and keeping meat going and stuff like that. Didn't shower for 19 days, didn't have any water, didn't have dick. And now my family was in another place, but I had to take care of dogs and shit like that, my parents. But there's linemen, they make a really good living.
Hell yeah, they do. And those are government contracts, man. When something like this happens, it's kind of like those cost plus jobs.
And the bad thing is, you probably delayed some of those people's power for a couple more days.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, we got a mile high crime that we're going to go ahead and bring to you. And this is, of all my mile high crimes that I've done, this one right here is definitely one that has hit the news hard. Tell you about it, you're going to be like, oh, yeah. Oh, Pro Hall of Fame football player Terrell Davis.
I remember him.
He was bad. He was tough, man. Him and Elway on the same team. So he says he was wrongly handcuffed and taken off a United Airlines plane over the weekend after he tapped a flight attendant's arm to ask for a cup of ice.
Right.
And the airline says it has removed the attendant from duty while it reviews the incident and has reached out to Davis to apologize. The former Denver Broncos running back said authorities let him go after they determined the attendant made an inaccurate accusation. Is that what they call that? Right. Inaccurate accusation. I guess so. Stemming from their interaction on Saturday's flight from Denver to California's Orange County. Davis said the incident left him feeling humiliated, embarrassed, powerless, and angry, and is calling for a thorough and proper investigation. I refuse to stand by without speaking out on this disgusting display of injustice and deplorable treatment. Davis wrote that on an Instagram post, the contents, which also appeared in a release from the law firm representing him. Davis, 51, was flying with his wife, two sons, and daughter when one of the sons asked for a cup of ice during beverage service. Mm-hmm. A flight attendant either didn't hear or ignored his request and continued past our row, Davis said. I calmly reached behind me and lightly tapped the attendant's arm to get his attention again to ask for a cup of ice for my son. His response and the events that followed should stun all of us. He shouted, "Don't hit me."
What?
And left the cart to hurriedly approach the front of the plane. I was confused, as were the passengers in front of me who witnessed the exchange. I thought nothing of it other than this particular employee was incredibly rude and blatantly wrong in his accusations of hitting me, of accusing me of hitting him. Davis did not see or interact with the attendants for the rest of the flight. After the plane landed in Orange County, the pilot asked for the passengers to remain seated. And get this, the FBI and law enforcement agents went to Davis's seat, put him in handcuffs and took him off the plane with the scene recorded by multiple passengers. And I've seen some of those videos. During questioning, it was rightfully determined by agents that this flight attendant was inaccurate in his accusations, and the agents profusely apologized, Davis wrote. The traumatizing experience of my two sons, my daughter, and my wife watching me be placed in handcuffs without any due process or any explanation cannot be undone, he said. The FBI's Los Angeles field office acknowledged Monday that agents and law enforcement partners responded to a report of the incident with a flight that landed in Orange County. A person who was detained for questioning was cooperative, that person being Terrell Davis. United Airlines removed the flight attendant from duty while closely reviewing the matter, and they said this is clearly not the kind of travel experience we strive to provide, and we have reached out to Mr. Davis's team to apologize. They're in, they know they're in a shit show right now. One of only eight running backs is Terrell Davis to have rushed for more than 2,000 yards in an NFL season, and he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2017. Wow. How about that, man? That's crazy. Is the freaking problem with some of these incidents. This was totally legit, and they took it all the way to put your hands behind your back. FBI shows up on the flight.
That flight attendant probably heard him, asked for a cup of ice, and just fucking ignored him, too.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TeladocHealth/whatsyourwhy.
Yeah.
It was looking for a reason.
Yeah. And tapped his arm. Don't hit me.
Yeah, don't. And then went and
told the pilot. You assaulted
me. Went and told the pilot, yeah.
Yeah, went and told it like.
Hey, attack me. Hey, attack me.
I'd love to.
And then everybody saw it. Fucking dumbasses.
Yeah.
You know, Terrell Davis doesn't need the money, right?
No. And, this is a principle thing right here.
The fuck out of him.
Yeah, this is a principle thing for him. And it's just horrible, though, that you have to go through all that before anybody uses any common sense. You know, all these videos on the plane. Thank God the FBI walked it back and said, hey, this, but there needs to be some repercussions to this, this attendant.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you can't cause all that.
Figure he's taking off flight schedule, but he's,
yeah, he needs to be fired, at the very least.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. Let's bring it to Arizona. Now, this case reminds me so much of the case that happened in my home parish with the parents. I don't want to talk about it. I'll tell it on the original story one day. But in Arizona, a man has been arrested after his son's body was found decomposing on the couch. According to the Arizona Republic, AZ Family and KVOA, which cite a police news release, Joseph Gregory Antonsen was arrested following the discovery of his 9-year-old boy at the family's home in the Pitcher Rocks area. This is back on Sunday, July the 14th, y'all. Online jail records show the 38-year-old is being held on a $500,000 bond, is facing charges of child abuse and negligent homicide. It's not immediately clear if he has entered pleas to the charges or retained an attorney. But authorities had been carrying out a welfare check at the property when they found Anderson's son lifeless and sitting on a couch. And this is according to the news release. The boy's body was in the process of decomposition. Right? So the Arizona Republic media, citing unspecified court documents, reports that Antonsen allegedly told officer that his son had been unwell 2 days prior. He reportedly wanted to take the child to the doctor's office, but claimed his son started shuddering and going limp. When he turned on his car and then returned to the home, he realized the boy wasn't breathing and didn't have a pulse. Anson then reportedly said he left the home for a period with his son inside, despite knowing he should have called for help. Police alleged the property was filled with garbage such as empty beer cans, large piles of soiled diapers, rotten food, bottles of full of what appears to be urine, lots of insect activity, which means roaches, and spiders, black widows and brown recluse. Mm. Speaking to a KOLD, the TV, a neighbor of the father and son said that he hadn't seen the boy in around a month, adding that in recent months, she had seen them less frequently than before. His son was really cute. He was a really friendly kid, the neighbor whose daughter used to play with the boy told outlet. He was very polite. He was a lot friendlier than his dad. Another neighbor also told Alice she thought that the house had been abandoned.
Wow.
Fucking crazy.
You know, and remind, similar to the case, remember?
That's right, what I was talking about.
Okay.
The Matthews.
Melted into the couch.
But she was disabled.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that full one on that. And we got some family history there. I was kind of waiting on it to be adjudicated a little bit more, but I think they're...
They're done now.
Yeah, they took a plea.
Yeah.
So I can do that one. But I don't like to do the stories on the original. You know that.
Yeah.
Unless they've been adjudicated, especially ones that I have personal knowledge and involvement in. But it's just crazy. Your 9-year-old son sitting on the couch, dead.
Brown recluses running around.
Roaches.
That's serious spiders for those of you.
And roaches and shit all over and urine bottles.
It's horrible.
The fuck.
You ever been bit by a brown recluse?
I don't know what it was. I think.
Something lit your ass up.
We have brown recluses here more than we do black widows.
Yeah.
My shit got infected. I still got an indention in my leg. It got fucking infected and shit. I thought they were going to have to. Cut all that bullshit out.
Yeah.
That's a bad motherfucker.
And I've seen a few black widows in my one point a couple years back. But I'll tell you a quick story about a black widow you might find interesting.
All right.
So way back in the day, I was probably 17. I was working for what was known as Super Kmart back then.
Yeah, I remember that.
The big Super Kmarts. Yeah. And I was just working in the garden center over there, and they had a lady pull up on a Saturday, and she wanted, I don't know, it might have been 20 bags of mulch. We picked up the pallet and got it close to her vehicle, and I got inside of the back of her truck, and I was loading those bags of mulch in the back of her truck.
Right.
And I grabbed a bag, and I'm shifting it over, and I could feel something crawling on me. And I looked down at my arm, and I'm not kidding you, Woody Everton. I might have had at least 20 black widows all over my crawling almost up to my shoulders. And I was swiping down. I was fortunate I did not get bit by any of the, you know, God's grace, I didn't get bit by one of them, much less all 20. But that woman, I saw she turned into a skeleton. It freaked her out so bad. Man, she looked, her and I both looked at my arm at the same time, and she let out a scream that would have rivaled that Psycho movie. Right. Just, and took off running.
At what point do you say they don't pay me enough?
Shoot, I was 17. I thought I'd live forever. I'm like, I just swiped them off and kept going.
The only time I've seen black widows, when we always, you know, naturally have, we cut down a lot of trees. A lot of trees are falling now.
I did too.
It was because of that drought last year. I have more trees falling this year. We raised trees,
right? Yeah.
But the
is the drought what's causing all that?
Well, the drought last year. Remember last summer it didn't rain for 3 months?
Yes.
And everything turned brown. It was like
November. I got a magnolia tree, never came back.
And so that's what happened. A lot of those trees died. Mm. And now every time a wind blows, you know,
It's
bigger than a popcorn fart, they're falling over.
That's interesting.
But anyway, so we'll wait till the end of summer when it cools off a little bit more. And have like deer camp work days and get out there. And part of it would be a huge part of it this year, because I've got so many of them down, will be cutting up these trees and then splitting them for firewood.
Yeah.
Which you use to run the bar here and all that. And actually for the house too. I love a good fire. But anyway, what I'm saying is anytime you go to move, anytime you go to fucking go to the wood pile, go get some wood off of it, you're going to see a black widow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like a spider, bro. Spiders and
you got a little arachnophobia going on.
I just don't like them. You know, I was like 7-8 years old, and it was one of the times my daddy let me go squirrel hunting by myself.
Yeah,
taught me the gun safety. And I had a Crack Barrel 410.
Yes,
and you had to cock the hammer back. To shoot it, the only way to decock it was to hold the hammer down and squeeze the trigger and let it
slowly.
I was scared of fucking death, man, when he was teaching me. And I had a live round there, and I had to, like, 7 or 8 years old. But I'll never forget that the next morning, and he didn't get up to go with me. Then let me go in the woods, and it's that time of the year when fucking banana spiders are out. If y'all don't know what they are, they'll put a nest as big as this room, and you will walk into it. Anytime during bow season, I'm riding a four-wheeler or a side-by-side or whatever, I'll take a stick and hold it out in front of me
to
hit those because – and you can't get it off of you, the thing, but they're the size of a bigger than a tarantula.
Yeah, they're huge.
But I remember walking with that 410, looking up into the trees, and I wasn't paying attention. I was shoving young. And I walk right into one. I look down that big ass fucking banana. I can see it right now in my mind's eye to this day. It was on my chest. I dropped that shotgun and I ran like a little bitch, knocking it off. To this day, I'm scared.
I can picture that.
Scared of them spiders.
Well, the banana spiders are intimidating looking.
Yeah,
I mean, and they're harmless. They're not poisonous.
Right.
But they
are.
I don't play with
their web shit is unreal. How about Granddaddy Long Legs?
Oh, yeah.
I got another story, and then I guess we'll just end the episode. So they love cypress.
Yeah.
And when I was growing up, we had back behind the house I grew up in, my daddy built what we call the pool house.
Yeah.
And there were many a great party in that motherfucker. And it had a sauna in it, it had a swimming pool, but it was made out of cypress and it had all glass walls. And you look up at certain times of the year. You look up and on the cypress underhangs, it looked like it had hair. Millions of those Granddaddy Long Legs.
Come on.
And now, do you know they're one of the most poisonous? I'm sure somebody's going to correct me on this, but I believe this to be true. At least my daddy told me that they're one of the most poisonous and venomous spiders in the world. But the thing is, they don't have teeth strong enough to break your skin.
Really?
Yep.
That's interesting.
And I'm talking about millions of them, bro. It looked like a big old hairy armpit. I don't like Spider Boy. Fuck that.
Well, if we hadn't freaked y'all out enough today,
There you have it.
There you have it. Spider stories coming. That's going to be a new segment.
Hey,
arachnophobia.
You know what? Let me see if I can find. I just remember her name. Y'all, I would tell you, if, you know, send in your stories.
Yeah, and we do appreciate that, by the way. Y'all. Really, really we use do. A lot of those.
And this lady has sent a story, and I have forgotten to do it, and now I can't find the fucker. All right, Angela, I'll get it. We'll get it on the next one.
There you go.
So we appreciate it, and we do use them, and thank y'all so much. And that's it.
That's it. Please continue to share, like, and all that good stuff. And
give us a review.
Yeah.
Good podcaster shit.
Can't tell you how much we appreciate it. Until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Everton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.